illness is quite difficult to talk about and can be very private and not easy to share. Illness begins as an intrusion into one's life. And it's shocking, as I said, if you have unconscious assumptions such as my life is predictable, my life is orderly, we get what we deserve, the world is coherent and fair. Those kinds of belief can be radically shaken by a sudden illness, and we're shocked. What's important is what it is like to have an illness subjectively, how we experience it. The way we experience ourselves rather than seeing the body just as biologically dysfunctional. Illness is not confined to the body. It represents a change in the context of your whole life. Illness modifies life plans, it modifies values, everything can be thrown into question. So the opportunity is to examine your life, to examine the choices that you've made. And these kind of reflections are imposed by illness, because we can no longer take for granted our usual approach to the world. And eventually, if the illness becomes chronic, then it becomes a way of life, it becomes a way of being in the world. We've lost wholeness, we've lost certainty, we've lost control, we've lost the familiar world. We may have a loss of faith in the body, or the body becomes a threat to one's sense of self. The world has become unpredictable, the future has become uncertain. Distance increases. Ordinary distances in the house are harder to get around. Routines take more time. Space is modified. Pain changes one's experience of time. One might feel useless. The future might seem limited, and one has to start thinking of death and mortality. A sick body can make people feel very fragile, very dependent, and very vulnerable. And we may have to learn to do things in a new way and learn to be dependent on other people. At the same time, illness can deepen our understanding of what it means to live. Ill people are forced to understand the fragility of life, and they often appreciate it more than they did before they became ill. People who've been driven and overambitious when they become ill may realize that they have to slow down. This illness can produce radical character change. They may reevaluate jobs they don't like. They may reconsider relationships which drain them. They may wake up to what they really want out of life. Now, I don't want to naively imply that changing these kind of factors will necessarily lead to recovery. They may not. And I don't want to naively imply that illness is merely the result of a lifestyle problem. It's more complicated than that. But illness can make one aware of self-destructive behavior and may make us pay attention to what we've been neglecting or to parts of ourselves that haven't had a chance to live. We may contact levels of grief and rage about missed opportunities and mistakes we've made, and this kind of awareness can lead to very profound transformation. This has been sometimes referred to in the literature as post-traumatic growth. So as well as post-traumatic stress disorder, we have post-traumatic growth. Positive life changes can occur, improved relationships, a deepened spirituality, and so on. What I think is still a classic work, Lawrence Lushan in the 1990s found that his cancer patients were more likely to go into remission if they found a vocation that gave them a zest for living. This is not easy to do. It's easier said than done. If you've been trained from childhood to put other people's needs before your own, it might be quite hard to find your true vocation, but it's a possible outcome, a possible result of the discovery of meaning when you become ill. I want to talk a little bit about the importance of narrative. Stories can restore a sense of coherence in a life whose continuity has been disrupted by illness. And there is now an increasing literature on what is called illness narrative. Narratives, story, will help you to form a new sense of self. Telling the story of your life and how the illness fits into it becomes very important in helping other people to understand what's happened to you and to be empathic to you. Telling stories of illness expresses one's distress to other people and allows them to understand and allows oneself to understand oneself at a much deeper level. The only problem with illness narratives is that sometimes they reflect cultural ideology or cultural myths about the importance of being self-reliant or being brave or taking responsibility for one's health and so on. So all these kind of approaches can have a shadow side to them. But the point about one's personal story is it's larger than the official medical story. There is an official medical story of the illness, but that's incomplete until we tell our own subjective story. We have to express our own unique experience of the illness, which the medical establishment isn't paying attention to. They often say, when I ask them about this, they say, we haven't got time to understand the subjective experience of the sick person. Which I think is a defense. As you know,